Here's the reason. Because in the number seven, God has built in His divine plan. And if we miss this, it is the most fundamental revelation of His intention. We have totally missed His plan. It begins in Genesis chapter 1 with the creation of the world. And those 6 days of creation and the seventh day of rest is going to be the pattern that God is going to use from day one on into eternity to help us understand how He is working. All right? So every time we see the number seven, we are going to think of the seventh. The Sabbath is going to loom very large in our discussion because of what it teaches us. You see, the number seven teaches about completion. The Lord created the earth in 6 days, but on the seventh day He rested. What's the definition of holiness? The definition of holiness is coming alongside God and doing what you see Him doing. The first lesson on holiness is the Sabbath. God said the reason He wanted us to rest on the Sabbath and to keep it holy was not because He was just trying to run our lives, but because He wanted us to begin to learn to get in step with Him and do as He does, and that is the definition of holiness. That's it. It's not all that complicated, really. Find out what God is doing and get in step with Him. So that's going to be the call of our lives, is to find out what God is doing. And when we see this number seven, we're going to recognize that it is something that is happening because God has created it to happen. All right? It is the revelation of the process of completion. Philippians chapter 1, Paul writes that he is confident that God will bring us to a day of completion. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11 says, there yet remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. What is he talking about? There is a day of completion. It is good news to us tonight that this world is not going to remain in the muck and mire that it is right now. It is good news that we're not going to have to spend the rest of eternity watching the filth and the garbage on our TV sets that is on there now. There is a day that God, who, as surely as there was a day when He died for us, did He not also promise to resurrect us? Folks, at some point in time, He is going to fulfill that promise. And He is going to bring us to the day of completion. And that day is pictured in the Sabbath. All right? So this is why you're going to see the number seven repeated over and over and over again. And every time you see the number seven, you're going to think of something that God is going to start and God is going to complete, the beginning and the end. All right. There's absolutely no way. Can you tell I'm frazzled? I'm trying to go down through here going, okay, Lord, what do I leave out? What do I leave out? All right. Let me say one other thing before we move on. A lot of times people are afraid of this book, and they're afraid of studies of this book because of some of the difficult things that are revealed in it. I have tried to be as objective as I can whenever I've taught it, but it is virtually impossible to teach the book of Revelation without somebody making the accusation that you're creating fear. That when you begin to talk about these things, you create fear. And let me give you the answer the Lord gave me for that. It's very simple. The book of Revelation does not create fear. It exposes it. It exposes what is really in our hearts. When we see something that we are just certain we cannot survive and cannot endure, and God surely wouldn't do, we're having a crisis of faith. And whenever we find ourselves afraid, it is not because God created the fear or man created the fear. It's because that fear already exists within us. This book is not about fear. It is not about scaring you into the kingdom. Okay? It's about faith. It is about seeing Jesus and believing what you see and what you hear and what you read. Once you settle that issue, there is nothing in this book to be afraid of. Am I right? Nothing. What's the song we sing? I can face tomorrow because He lives. There's nothing that can happen to me tomorrow that I can't face if I have settled the issue what I believe about God. If I have settled the issue about what I believe about God, there is nothing He can tell me that is coming, no matter how devastating, no matter how difficult, that should create a fear that consumes me. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to rattle your cage. But faith overcomes the flesh and fear.